Hey, everybody. It's Angel Answers on Wednesday night, and we are live. And today is Wednesday, May 17th, 2023. It is Sacred Embers Group on Facebook, and we are an entire group of healers and psychics, and we do these radio shows every week, and we are part of the Sacred Embers Group, of course, and we come together and love doing this with together every week, and I'm sounding so silly right now. And so anyway, I just wanted to share who is on tonight. It will be Liz Pfister, Peg Jones, and me, Jandrake Bakke. Mary Hernandez is off tonight. So I will go ahead and share the bio of Mary, and then we'll go around and share our own bios. But first, I just want to say that a shout-out to Carrie Silver Lining Mina. She shares our show quite often, and she did again this week. And I just say we want to appreciate you, Carrie, so much for that. And she shares it in her group, which is called the Silver Lining Energy Healing Group on Facebook. So you might want to check that out. She does. She's a wonderful, amazing healer herself. She does amazing healing. She has that. She has that gift, like Ryan did, to be able to put out energy and heal people. She does that. So anyway, yeah, you might want to say hi to her. She's always sharing our show for us. And I also want to give a shout out to Sean Toussaint, a dear friend of mine, and we worked in the Bahamas together in a dance show, dancing. He just sent me this amazing post, and I'm going to share it on Facebook in the middle of the show. So if you're on Facebook, you can go ahead and check out my page and look at that post. It's the I Am words, and so it's a totally beautiful post. I just love it, and you will love it too. It's amazing. So thank you, Sean, for that. And so anyway, let me move ahead and first say hello to the angels here, Peg Jones and Liz Pfister. Hi, ladies. Hi, angels. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Jan.
I'm here.
Good. Doing good.
Good to be here.
Yes, it is. So I'm going to go ahead and read Mary Hernandez's bio, and it goes, Mary Hernandez is an angel intuitive, Reiki master, ordained minister, numerologist, tarot, and oracle card reader. She is also a candle creator, Mother Mary candles infused with love, light, and healing. She also now has Reiki-infused healing candles for each of the chakras. To book a reading with Mary, visit www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And she really does have these amazingly beautiful candles. I have one. They're just, you've got to get one. I mean, I can't live without it. No one really could, because once you get one, you'll go, wow, I have to have these forever. They smell so divine, and she's put in her Mother Mary emblems in there and pictures, and they're rose smelling, and they're just beautiful. So anyway, and she has a whole store now of all kinds of beautiful items that she's selling regularly. So please check her out and just go to her message on Facebook, Mary Hernandez, and or listen to the show again and get her website and stuff that I gave you. You can also find all of us on the website of the Sacred Embers, www.sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. And that is the website that is in the Sacred Embers group, and you can just find it in general anyway. And it has a list of all the psychic healers, all of us mediums in there, all of what we do, what our prices are if you want to buy a reading, or et cetera. And there's just all kinds of information there. So it's a beautiful list of amazing people in our group, and they're all highly skilled, highly talented people. So I'm going to go ahead and give you our other shows, too, in our group. And the first one is on Sunday, which is headed by Lynn Bleasdale. It's called Enter the Light Show, Sunday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern. And her co-hosts are Jessica Marie Tatro, Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, Elizabeth D. Onfrio, and Linda Irwin. And they have a really incredible show, all of them. The next show is Catherine Peoples' show called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. And it is now hosted with DC Love as well. The two of them are phenomenal together. I wouldn't miss this show. It's on Monday night. It's at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 9:30 Eastern. They talk about healing. They do healing. It's an incredible show. It's just beautiful. Please don't miss it. Then there's the other show called The Lighthouse, headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. Three more mediums and healers. Beautiful, beautiful show that they put on every time they do it. And they will put out their information when it's time for them to share their show, and I wouldn't miss that either. And then we have, of course, our show, Sacred Embers, Angel Answers, on Wednesday night. So there you go. And my name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'm a psychic medium, intuitive. I do predictions. My predictions are on my website, www.wefindourway.com. I work at those. I love doing them. I do them every year. They've been published in a psychic magazine a few years in a row, and I'm really blessed that happened. I'm proud of it. So I still do it, but I still call myself a beginner. I really am, because I have only been doing it for about 8 years. So, but I'm working at it. And I do animal totems. I share those immediately when I start readings. The animals come in, and they show themselves, and they are their own message in themselves. They are a message. So each animal is a very special item and a being, angel, actually, and they are a message. So I share those, and then I like to share poetry, and I'm working on doing collaborations with musicians, and so that's what I want to do with my poems. I want to share them out in the world in songs or in other areas too, which I have done. I've used my poems for many other venues. I share them all over Facebook and Twitter. So have a look if you feel like it. I'm going to share some tonight on the show too in a little while. So anyway, that's about me. I'm going to go ahead and pass it right over to Peg Jones, and we're going to get started here. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Peg Jones. And I'm on Facebook and I'm on LinkedIn, Peg Jones. I'm an author of a book, Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. And it's a book of daily angel messages that help you to live from the heart. And it has different topics, such as healing and love and peace and forgiveness and a lot of other things. Creativity, too. I'm also an energy healer with several modalities. And I'm in the process of leading my phase two sound healing program. And I channel the angels and the ascended masters, and I'm an angel card reader. Also, I've worked in the Akashic Records, and I've taught many classes about the angels, and I'm always ready to teach another one. You can go to my website at pegsangelicalwhispers.com, and you can see everything that I offer. I also offer a class in inspirational writing too. And I just enjoy helping people to see the possibilities they can have in their lives through the angels, from the message, and from their angels and from their guides. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Peg. That was beautiful.
Thank you, Peg. Well, I guess that's me. I'm Liz Fister. I'm an intuitive empath and a sound healer, a meditation coach, a spiritual counselor, a Reiki healer, an ordained minister, a card deck creator, and probably more things that I can't think of. So, I'm an owner of a holistic center in upstate New York called River Maven. And with my sound healing, every Tuesday evening on my Facebook page at River Maven 77, I live stream a one-hour crystal singing bowl meditation for everyone at no charge. So check it out. There's lots and lots of replays on there for the last couple of years. And I keep expanding my sound collection and adding new things. And I brought my pyramid this evening because I know how much everyone loves that. And so I thought I would get us all grounded here and in the same space with a little pyramid. How does that sound, ladies?
Sure. Sounds awesome.
All right. So let's take a nice big deep breath in through our nose, filling all the way up so we can't breathe in anymore, and then letting it out nice and slow through our mouth until we're completely deflated and have nothing left in us. And once we've let that out, we can take another deep breath in, filling all the way up again until we can't breathe in anymore, and then letting it out nice and slow until we have nothing left. And then take one more deep breath in as you concentrate on the sound. So, there we go.
Wow. That was wonderful. I'm sure it would be even nicer if I was right there in the room. I'd really hear it.
Yes, it's definitely a treat, I'll tell you. The new thing I've been doing when people have me come, I do private singing bowls. I'll go to retreats and things and play for people, and last weekend I did a retreat for these ladies, and I took the pyramid, and if they wanted, after I did the bowls, they could stay, and I would play it over their above their head.
Oh, cool.
And it's an amazing sensation, right? And, oh, my goodness, they loved it. They were so enthralled. Mm. So it's such a nice, it's a neat piece of equipment, you know, it's because it's a tool, you know, it's a healing tool. Just like the bowls or the tuning fork. So very, very.
What was it, Liz? Which one did you use again, Liz?
The pyramid. The crystal
pyramid. Okay.
Yeah.
So. Kiki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so nice.
I saw a pack of wolves. It was so amazing. I can't even stop. I mean, I can't wake up that fast. I just keep going, you know. So neat.
Oh, cool.
I saw a pack of wolves under a tree. It was really neat.
Oh, that's cool.
I saw an angel. Oh, no. No surprise.
But I was seeing,
there.
Too, like, I was seeing, you know, kind of like being in the universe with the stars swirling around. And, but I would, that's where I equate angels to be. So that's what I would agree, Peg.
Yeah. Angels like music, right?
Yeah.
Choirs of angels.
Like music.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Jim, If we've got you back awake, we'd love to hear some of your poems this week.
Yes, absolutely. I have them right here. I put a spread out on the floor here with cardboard, and I put my my books and my paper, and my cat Kiki just comes splat right in the middle and takes up the whole space. So so I have to move, rearrange everything. Yeah.
And he wants your undivided attention.
Yeah. He hangs with us every show, the entire show, has for years. But anyway,
cool.
I also wanted to give a shout-out to DC Love. I know that she's listening to the show. And please call in if you want to, DC. Of course, you know you could if you want to, and you don't have to either. But thanks for listening to us, and we're thinking of you. And, of course, we miss you always, and Catherine. So I'm going to start off with the dance, and it goes, no judgments, no past traumas, no fearful presents or futures, no sadness or gloom, just freedom, exhilaration, and love and joyousness to assume. It became that for me. It was my chance, then and forever, the dance. And this one's called Cosmic Showers, and it goes, if the universe were mine, if twinkling were music, I'd give you the stars. If light is my heart, I'd give you the moon. If rays of gold were kisses, I'd give you the sunflower. If the universe were mine, I'd send you cosmic showers of hearts to you very soon. And this is called The Light. And it goes, you are the light, light you are, light upon you, light within you, light around you, light before you. The light is you. We are the light. You and I are enlightened. Let the light in. Be one with the light. The light is, enter the light, be the light. And this is called glimpses. Sometimes we can see between the realms of a place, glimpses, a place we may have known, to feel a breeze on one's face and a memory of a past when we, where we have grown. And this says, can we meet in a place where there are not scars for you and not scars for me? It's gentle and fiercely beautiful there. This I dare. And this is called a fate poem. Love begets love, hate begets hate. Choose the one that will be your fate. And this one is another dance poem, and it goes, dance to your joy, dance to your wild and free. Dance because we love it. Dance is our destiny. Dance to our pain, dance to our fear, dance to our betrayal, dance with a tear, dance to our heart, dance to our mistrust, dance to our rage, dance because we must, dance to our healing, dance with a loving feeling. Dance to our Lord for all lands. Dance to us in God's hands. And this one is called Contradictions. Contradictions are so confusing but so interesting. They put us in thoughtful dilemmas so we can unscramble them and find our own truths. And this is called In Your Honor, Mother's Day. You told me gently what I must do to carry on in this life without you. I am doing my best with trials and also wonder to live a good life in your honor. And that was for Mother's Day. And this is called Holding Our Hearts. I am peace. Let's be peace together. I am love. Let's be love together. I am a song. Let's sing all together, holding our hearts in a circle, never ending. And this is called Who Are You? And Corrine De Winter, who passed last year, she was one of my poetry teacher, she was also a psychic medium, used to give free readings every night, like late at night for people on Facebook. She'd do it every night. She did this for years. And just like one question, you can come around to her place. And on one of her nights, she said, tell me who you are. Write a few sentences. And, she was a poet. She was an award-winning poet, as a matter of fact. So I wrote this poem, and it goes, I am continuously learning who I am, but I know I am part holy and hell and part sick and well. I am struggling and free. I am fluid, but also like a tree. I change and flow and stagnate as I go. I have magic and hear music. My life has been part tragic, and still many things don't click. But all in all, I love and light. I love and light, and oh gosh, Kiki got in the way. Above with my sight, I am in between and scared sometimes too. I'm still learning, and it's daily I pray for what to do. And this is called What We See. What we see is being shown for the best of what is meant to be. There is purpose for the good of the soul, for who receives the view will receive from our creator's will as we give our sight to others and magic to fulfill. And this is words for your mother. It is never too late to tell your mother you love her. Whether she is alive or past, she will hear your words and appreciate them any day. They get to heaven especially fast. If she is still here on earth, you could always let her know that you still love her. She will feel it in her heart forever, even if she is your foe. Send her a prayer of love wherever you can, whenever you can. This will reach her in light speed, here on earth or in heaven. It is a plan. And this says, sometimes what we judge in others is what we see in our own lives. Be gentle with yourself. And this is called, I open my hands, dragonfly. I'm almost done. I only have a couple more. I open my hands to freedom, letting go of needing approval, loving myself and others. My life is full. I open my hands to freedom without rejection, not living for acceptance, but with unconditional affection. And this is called light darts, peace, and a prayer. Speak life over oneself and others to our sisters and brothers. Encouraging words and thoughts are the light darts that shoot through the air, sending peace and a prayer. Shall we dare? And this last one is called gently. Bridging, overlapping, gently blending, tolerance, kindness, and gently mending. A hope for the future and rest of the year, for you, for me, and all who are far and near. And that's that. That's the poems for my poems for tonight.
Beautiful, Jan. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Very nice.
Thank you, Peg.
Do you have something to share, Peg?
Oh, yeah, I guess. I'm going to share tomorrow's message because it's small. I mean, it's short and sweet. And then I thought I'd do a little bit of light language for a few minutes.
Monique.
Okay. So for May 18th, be at peace today, for all will be well. Feel the peace deep within you. As you hear the messages of the angels, you will feel more clarity and understanding of what's happening. Know that they will always be with you. If doubt creeps into your mind, set it aside, for it does not belong to you. Give it back to the universe, and know the angels can replace the doubt with trust. And then the journal exercises. Have you had any angel messages recently that have given you clarity? Think about it and journal about it. So, short and sweet. Okay, so have
nice.
So while I before I do start the light language, have a intention in mind for yourself or for the collective or for whoever, and we'll see what happens. Ne'ene'i namana ko'ina alabeniki ke namana o. Anamanake kale vanaki koi inake kale beliki moi inamani inake le vinake koi alabi moi inake le vinako I kalabanako ele binamana I nanamano u I kanamana kekele ne emaniki koi imanaki balane e kore I kale bi kale ki koi ina kala balaki no imana elebi. Thank you.
Oh, neat.
Thank you, Peg.
You're welcome.
Well, I have two brief things I just wanted to share. First was that yesterday, we entered the Pleiades portal, which happens every year about this time. I think Mary has talked about the Palladians. I think she's been working with them recently. Have either of you worked with the Palladians?
Somewhat.
I have.
A little bit.
Yeah. A little bit, too.
I feel like I must probably be connected with them, but I haven't worked with them yet in my journey. But it makes sense to me. Pleiades are the stars that are, they call the seven sisters, which I share often that I'm the oldest of five sisters, so kind of near coincidental. But this is just a powerful time because the Pleiades, they beam positive energy down to the earth energy grid to help support the love and shifting consciousness that we're trying to do. They just help us support it. They don't send us their energy or force us into this or anything. They're here to support and help us. I read this article before the show, and they beam a purple light down into our energy grid, and then we may feel it, some of us, in the top of our head, in our crown chakra, which is probably where most of us, you two and I, will feel it because that's where we are connected already. But other people may feel it in their belly button, in their back, or through the bottoms of their feet. And it's just because we're all different, which I thought was great. I thought that was a great way to say it. Like there wasn't any reason that anyone receives it a certain way. It's just the way that you do receive it. And so I thought that was fun. But it's, just reminding us to keep the time to have hope and faith and believe, that things are coming and things are changing because, we are kind of, it does seem like the world is deconstructing, but on a deeper level, we are really reconstructing. I think, I know that I feel it a lot, even though things, outside seem crazy. When I talk to people, close, you see the shift. You see where people are looking at more positive things and not so much at the, material side. So I just thought, that's an important thing to share with people because energy can be a little crazy. This isn't necessarily crazy energy, but, this is a very, loving and supportive time. So, you should feel nurtured. I guess that's what I want to say.
And, that's so nice to hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I was choosing to use my Rebecca Campbell Starseed Oracle cards for this evening for the show. And as I was shuffling, a card popped out, and it's a new earth that says it's happening. Keep holding the vision. So how perfect is that to go along with where we are with the portal? So.
Yeah. I'm totally into the New Earth situation. I've gotten messages about the New Earth.
Me too. I'm very into it.
I mean, it's like I really didn't. I mean, my family. I won't take too long, but part of my family are missionaries, and they've talked about the New Earth, but not extensively at all. I mean, I've just heard them mention it before. That was a few years ago. I wasn't really into it. And then, but all of a sudden, the last few years in my meditations, I've been getting messages of the New Earth. And some of the messages have gone with some of the quotes in the Bible. Because I was listening one morning to, what's her name? I forget. Oh, I listen to her almost every single morning of my life, and I can't think of her name. But she shared about the New Earth from the Bible, and
Dolores
I've never
Cannon?
Read that. Huh?
Is it Dolores Cannon?
Yes.
Or Esther Hicks? Oh, okay.
No, not Dolores. Not Dolores. No, and Dolores, too. She's totally into the New Earth. I've been listening to her, too. I love her. But, Joyce
really
Meyer.
Good.
One morning I was listening to Joyce Meyer, and she quoted this quote about the New Earth in the Bible, and it was exactly what I had heard in my meditation, and I thought, what? What is this? And I had to call my family and tell them about it because I know that they know about all this stuff. They're very Bible read. They're scholars.
Yes.
They've taught Bible study and I don't know. I'm not, I listen to church, but I'm not really Bible read that well, just from church only. And I couldn't believe I got the message. I couldn't believe it. So they got all excited and said, oh, my God, God is talking to you. Well, that could be. But, you know, I mean, yeah, of course. But then I find out, though, that a lot of people, not just me, a lot of people are getting messages about the new earth. And I think it's true. God is giving us, the angels and the guides are giving us messages about the new earth, just giving it to the people who can hear it. You know what I mean? And like Dolores Cannon said, that's where we're going. That's where we're headed, you know? And so anyway, I know I get too excited about it, but I do. I'm so into this new earth thing.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sue.
Well, I don't think that religious people that, you know, read the Bible and all that, I don't think that they're wrong or that they don't believe the certain things that we do, but I think they're just, they believe, they've been, how do we, what's the diplomatic way? They've been ingrained to just see it a different way and to believe different things about it and that aren't necessarily true, you know, so. But I guess to each their own, right? We were able to make our own decision and decide to look at it from a different perspective. And suppose if there wasn't different perspectives, that wouldn't be right. So
yeah,
to each their own.
We all are getting it. However we are able to receive it is how I think of it. However we feel comfortable receiving it. You know what I mean? And to me, that shows that God is just giving it to people, and you don't have to be someone who reads the Bible to get these messages. Although I am someone that listens to the Bible because I'm listening to all these shows every day. But I didn't, you know, I just didn't know anything about it much until all this happened, and then I thought, oh, my God. And then channeling Eric. They did some readings. They had some shows on the new earth, and it's just like everywhere. Oh, so many people all over. So it's, I think it's very interesting.
Huh? I think the main thing is I think people are understanding that things are going to change. You know, we have to go through maybe a bit of a difficult time, but we know that for the future, things are going to be much better. You know, and that the changes are going to be monumental, and we're not even going to realize exactly what they are, you know, but we have to really keep it positive because I'm finding that I'm hearing both ways, you know, and I'm just going to be positive about, you know, the new earth and the wonderful changes and, you know, people working together, not being so separate. And because that's really what God wants for us. You know, he doesn't want us to be separate because he certainly doesn't believe that. So I think we're finding God to be a lot more around, he's around us more, you know, but also the angels are guides, you know, and they're helping us to see the changes too that are coming in our own ways, you know. So I think it's all good. So that's how I'm gonna just see it, you know. Kind of get rid of the old beliefs, you know, and to have a more cohesive understanding of our world, not, as I said before, so separate. So it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I agree.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Very, excuse me.
I mean, just think of all the people that are, you know, looking for healing, energy healing now, and really, you know, I mean, there's the people that are looking for it and the people that are learning about it, you know, and sharing it with others and everything. And, I mean, this wasn't happening 20, 30 years ago in any way. You know, it was like very secretive and, you know, hush hush, and it's not like that anymore. You know.
No, I
think it's wonderful.
Yeah. No, definitely. I agree. There's so many people that are looking for you know, a spiritual connection that's not you know, I think what we've done is we've deconstructed that fear of God that I think religion kind of makes you, that kind of instills in you, right? Like, we have to be fearful of disappointing or upsetting, you know, this God who is so loving, where, you know, I think with spirituality is that, like, that's not the case. We're all here to learn, and of course we're going to make mistakes and we're going to do wrong things, but we, you know, that's what it's all about. It's part of figuring it out. And he's not, you know, we don't have to be afraid of him. He's going to welcome us all with open arms anyway. You know, he doesn't want any of us
of
to
course.
Not be welcome, you know? So it's, I think we've deconstructed that fear factor, you know, when you come to the spiritual way of looking at things. So I guess, we have Miss BC Love holding on the line, and she wants to jump on the air with us. We just got a message.
She does.
All right.
How's that sound? Hey, BC.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
So nice to hear everyone's voices. I have a question for you. I connected years ago with Archangel Orion, and Orion is a galactic archangel. He's really powerful. He's cosmic. He's blue. Jan, when I first started with you back in 2014, he actually flew down out of the sky with a little white dog on his shoulder, and he just flew down into my living room, and we were just all sitting there and watching television.
Really?
No one was afraid. I mean, he was very, we felt like, you know, he was friendly, and I just, like, at the time, like, I'm thinking, my gosh, like, I knew he was not from, you know, Earth. I feel, I'm not sure, like, if he was Pleiadian, I'm not sure, you know, but he was a massive blue angel, you know, and I was
and
speaking to Kevin.
You were at home with who? Who were you with at
my
home?
Husband.
Just out of curiosity. Oh, okay.
Husband,
your husband,
family, and we're watching TV, and he just flew down out of the sky and into my living room.
And did your husband see him too?
Well, this was like a visitation. So he just, like I said, I wasn't awake when it happened, but I had asked, a couple people about it, and they said that, you know, that it was a visitation. He was friendly. You know, he's a beautiful, divine, cosmic being, and he sort of comes to help us, I guess, to really understand the bigger picture. And Catherine was connecting, too, and, you know, at the same time I sent a message to her about him, but he's here to tell each of us, you know, to live our authentic lives. And he's highly evolved, he's a magnificent light being, and he's filled with love and kindness. Even like with Catherine, she's been connecting with the galactic beings, you know? And I've connected him with him on and off, not continually, but I've connected with him like for quite a while, you know? So I found that really, really interesting. And also I'm getting, like you were talking, Jen, you know, about yourself and your family and what their beliefs and everything. And I'm just getting like, it's all important, and it's all going to come together. And I feel like this is a time when each of us will maybe have a deeper understanding, you know, of life, you know, what's going on. But we've just got to be open to everything that's coming, because I feel like there's going to be a lot of new adventures, experiences, people, and, you know, some of it may, you know, make it some people scared, but we've got to go forward and just, you know, embrace this time, because there's going to be a lot of unexpected, amazing things that happen as well.
I agree.
Oh,
yeah.
I totally agree. Yeah.
It's already started.
It has.
It's happening now. It is.
It is.
I'm getting knocks all the time. These knocks are everywhere.
Yeah.
Happening to me. Constantly, I'm going,
yeah.
Who the heck
you're
are
get
you all?
Well, oh, you're going to have a divine party. You're going to
yeah.
wake up one day, there's going to be a party going on in your house. The time. This is what's supposed to happen, you know?
Yeah. So I Googled this quick about Orion, because I'm connected to Orion. It's a prominent constellation that I can see pretty much all year round where I am. And I Googled if Orion was part of the Pleiades, and it's not. But in Greek myth, from where they get their name, the Pleiades are the seven daughters of Atlas running from the hunter Orion. So,
wow. That's amazing.
And it's
Palladian-less,
because I heard Palladian too.
Yeah, I mean, Orion, the angel, the archangel, I'm not sure if he's Palladian, but that's what I believe, like, that I heard. And that's what I connected with, like, you know, years ago, decades ago.
Gosh,
it's
that's
just
so
amazing.
I can see the blue. I can see the blue and the light.
Yeah, but this little white dog, like, he had this little tiny white dog on his shoulder, and the dog just, like, flew down with them, and they landed in my living room. You know, it was just absolutely amazing.
That's so neat.
Right. Yeah, it was really, really cool. Crazy, but cool, you know, and I had asked someone, they said, were you afraid? I said, no, I wasn't afraid, because he just didn't look scary. I mean, and the beautiful little white dog. I just felt like it was a really cool visit, you know, and my family, like, during this, you know, the time, like, the dream state, like, nobody was afraid, you know, like, everybody thought it was a really, you know, nice thing. It was like, you know, sort of we had, like, a cool visitor.
But maybe
so
that's the reason why I've seen, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so they all realized he was there, too?
In my dream. It was a visitation.
Okay.
But they just looked at him. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
But my husband, like in life, Peg, my husband, like in life, like he'll say something that the angels want to convey to me and it comes out of his mouth. He'll say it and then he'll walk away. I'm like, what? And he doesn't even know what he's saying yet. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Right.
But he just, like, blurts out, and then he walks away, you know? I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Well, and you know, DC, whenever I've done any kind of readings on you, I always see blue around you, always.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you were the first one to give me, like, an animal totem reading, and you just really, like, you started a fire in my soul, Jan, that I'm like, oh, my God, this is, like, so amazing.
Well, we both did for each other. We both did. We both started around the same time. And
you.
We both did.
I mean, I was emailing you, too, and you were giving me such, you know, you were like such a cheerleader, and, like, you were so amazing, which you are with everybody. You know, you're just such a bright light.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies, I'm back.
Okay.
Well, we're glad. My goodness.
Oh.
Didn't know you left.
Oh,
oh
my gosh. Well, that we didn't know. Oh my gosh. This was so cool because I sat and I did the rosary and I just felt like, oh my gosh, I've got to listen to the show now, you know?
Yeah.
So this just so amazing. Really, really cool. But you ladies, like, the show's always amazing. I mean, I just love it.
Thank you.
I love your and Catherine's show too. It's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
A little different. Like I said, and times are changing. So I feel like it's like, you know, the show is different and it is needed as well, you know. So
definitely.
A lot of information. A lot of really great information for people, you know, and for us too, you know.
Yes. So, like, people are going through different things in life, and, you know, everything's going to be mentioned on the show. It's going to be a really diverse show and just covering things that people are interested in and what they're going through, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we just hope to help whomever, you know, if you're listening to the show at the time, you know, it's sort of, I feel like you're being guided to hear something during the show, you know?
Definitely.
It's amazing.
Yep.
But I missed this show, of course. You know, this is, you know, different, but I just, you know, love connecting with you ladies as well. This is so cool.
Well, we miss you too.
We do.
Of course we do.
We do. Yes.
And it's Mary's grandson's birthday, so happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
They're having a fun time, it looks like.
They are. My gosh. It sounds like it's amazing.
Yeah. So are you going to stay on with us, CC, and take some callers?
Let me, if you don't knock me off. I don't, you know what, I can't promise you because it's been so crazy. A Mercury retrograde is, in fact, over. But
yeah.
I don't know, like, what's going on. I mean, yesterday I had to fix my phone network. So I fixed that, and then I fixed the HVAC system. Because I was bored. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have my cell phone. Yeah, I mean, I don't do anything like that, but I did yesterday. So the angels must have gotten the right angels to connect with me, you know?
Cool.
Yeah.
So that was cool. So as I said, I saved so much money that maybe I'll have some money to go shopping. Because I saved so much money yesterday. Like,
and treat yourself.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Absolutely. All right.
So cool.
Well,
definitely.
We have a couple callers on here. So,
hey, okay.
Okay.
We'll pick up and we'll have DC, do you want to start? And then Jan, Peg, and myself?
Jan usually starts, and then I go after Jan. We'll stay in the same order that we had prior to me, you know, being there. That was a cool order. Yeah.
All right. So we're going Jan, PC, Peg, and then me.
Okay.
All right. All righty. Well, here we go. Area code 651, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Yeah, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, it's, I guess you could say I'm kind of Wiccan. I'm kind of a melting pot of different things, but I believe in the God and Goddess, and I was just wondering if they have any messages for me.
Okay, so, Christiana, it's Jan. And the first animal that I see for you immediately is a deer. So,
okay.
I'm getting deer. I don't know if you've ever had deer before, but it says you have. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
You've been involved. If you have been involved in any negative circumstances, now's the time to seek out safe, nurturing situations and people. More than ever, trust your instinct and be gentle with yourself, okay? You're also entering in a time of plenty, so that's really good. And you maintain a balance between your life, like between feminine and masculine characteristics of love and nourishment and surrender is what it says. And you're highly sensitive and intuitive and aware of others' feelings. And you can move with awareness and speed and change directions very quickly, but you also like to be outdoors near the woods. And I saw, of course, the deer in the woods with the trees. That's what I saw first. But you need to recharge your energy too. Do the woods resonate with you?
Yes, they do, and especially if they're near, like, a river or something like that.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, and so I didn't even get your question. I'm sorry, because I was just busy looking for your animal. But I just feel like you are in a, I feel like you're on a good path. That's what it feels like to me. And I love the way the deer was just being very calm, and they are calm, and just in near the tree, and just kind of what I was seeing and feeling was kind of a wonderment, kind of like a wonderment of life and listening and trying to perceive one's, you know, what they're going to be doing next and listening for it, which may be what you are needing to do is to meditate and listen for your path, because a lot of intuition comes to us when we listen. You know what I mean? We get a lot of direction that way. So that's
and I like
I
to sit
doing.
In the woods, and I like to sit in the woods and just kind of look around and listen, and I get animals that come pretty close. So
oh, nice.
I enjoy that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's perfect, because that's what I'm seeing this deer doing, and that totally resonates. Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you get to do it again soon. Get to go into the woods again. All right, good. Okay, well,
right.
I'm just going to pass you right over to DC Love, and she'll have some amazing messages for you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Your reading was absolutely amazing. I mean, truly, truly amazing.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, DC.
Who's getting?
I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I just love to listen to your readings. The first
thank
thing
you.
That I was getting, connecting with your truth, Christiane. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I, as you're connecting with us this evening, I feel like things are changing really fast for you. I feel like you're going through possibly like a spiritual awakening. Do you feel like things are different and things are changing?
Yeah, I feel a shift, some kind of
okay,
shift.
Okay, so just make sure that you don't do anything too fast. You know, really contemplate, you know, a decision before you, you know, jump into things and just like weigh everything is what I'm getting. I was also getting... I see you with, Jen, I see her with, like, lions around her. And they're just,
nice.
Like, roaring.
Yeah. Okay.
And just you have a strong energy. You know, you have such beautiful, you have such a beautiful feminine energy, but you have such amazingly strong energy as well. And as things are changing for you, I feel like miracles are going to be coming your way, as well. And I feel like things are going to change maybe, you know, faster than you would possibly think. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting like, have you been connecting like with different people that you sort of feel like you have a connection with on a soul level?
Yeah.
Because okay. Because I feel like that's good, because then you can, you know, you'll connect and share what you know, and they'll share what they know. Are you interested in healing?
Yeah. I'm actually going to be taking classes starting in August to be a shamanic practitioner.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I feel
wow.
that, you know, that's wonderful. And I sort of feel like I sort of feel like there's like almost like maybe like an ancient connection with like maybe Indians or warriors or something around you. So I don't know if you feel like
I'm drawn to that. I'm drawn to the, you know.
You go to any kind of like maybe like the drum circles or anything like that? Have you done anything like that?
I have gone to a drum circle, yeah.
Yeah, because that's,
yes.
I just feel like that's such a connection, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But them, so.
I'm not Native.
That's amazing.
But
yeah, well,
I'm drawn
it could be
to
a past,
it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It could be like a past lifetime, you know? Because I was told, like, I'm on a mountain that it's ancient Indian ground, you know? So there is, it could be, like you said, I'm still feeling like past lifetime. There's a connection mm-hmm. with you with like a past lifetime. And
okay.
Jan, hon, you have so many animals around you. Jan, do you see like more
mm-hmm.
animals? Now I see like panther and it's just protecting her and it's just like ready to jump on someone. You know, she has amazing
mm-hmm.
animals around.
Yeah,
and
she does.
Yes, such fierce energy. It's truly amazing. But I'm getting, you know, you're going to get what you truly deserve, whatever you're desiring. And I feel like, you know, you're going to be content with this. And, you know, you're going to really start realizing what it is that you're truly wanting. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm just getting, you know, I feel like in the past you may have had some struggles, but I do feel like this is a time like good is coming your way. It's almost like I see you like, you know, they show me like you walking and walking and walking. Like you've been doing so much. You've put in so much effort. And now this is your time. Okay?
Well, that's...
So I do feel like there's a lot of good coming to you. There's going to be like a lot of new beginnings that are really, really amazing. So get ready. Your life, I feel like your life is changing and it's going to be absolutely wonderful. I truly do. Okay. I also feel
Thank
like
you.
There's someone in spirit that's saying to you, like, you've got to really realize who you are. And sometimes, like, you may, like, play it smaller is what I'm hearing around, like, some people. But you've got
mm-hmm.
to really, you know, be who you are. Okay. Do you ever feel like that? Like, you sort of maybe you don't show your true self around some people?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm getting someone in spirit and... You've got to be you. You can't, you know, you can't be someone else around certain people. Just be the amazing person
that
you are.
Yeah, I do
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah.
Because, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I'm just getting, like, do you notice, like when you're out in nature, do you notice, like, certain birds and maybe, like, the cloud formations and different things like
oh, yeah.
that? Because I feel like so much for you, like when you're outside, you know, to just embrace, and you're going to get so many messages is what I'm getting. So that's what I have. I hope that made sense.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Hello. Beautiful, DC.
I'm Christiana.
Hi.
Hi, this is Peg, and the first card that I got was from Archangel Ariel, you know what to do. Trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. So it's almost like you're beginning to listen to what you're feeling in your heart, especially through signing up for this class, you know, that because I feel like this class is going to open up a lot of new knowledge and a lot of new experiences, you know. So, and I feel like you're being guided in so many ways through the angels. And also the card Nurture came through with Archangel Gabriel. So, as you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now. So it's learning to be truly you, you know, and to really nurture that as far as what you truly want to explore within your life. And Archangel Gabriel is definitely an excellent angel to help you with that, to, you know, to help to help you, you know, do what it is that you truly desire. So, and that is a form of taking care of yourself, you know, because it's speaking your truth. It's living your truth. It's being your truth. And so we all know that Archangel Michael's all about that too. So he's, I feel like you have quite a contingent of angels just, you know, helping you, almost holding you by the hand, helping you to do what is truly in your heart. So there's, you know, it's, you know, you're taking the steps now, you know, and just, you know, in meditation, if you do meditation, you know, just asking for more confirmation in what it is that you want to do will be good too. So I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, and good luck.
Thank you.
Hi, Christiana, it's Liz. And I have two cards I've pulled from the Rebecca Campbell, the Starseed Oracle. And the first one was the Seas of Mintaka. And it says, seeing potential, bringing unconsciousness to light. And the second card is deep cellular healing, Arcturus energy, physical and emotional healing. So the message I got right away was it's a time of cleansing and clearing and renewal, a time of self-nurturing, healing deep wounds, but doing it gently. But it's a magical time. You know, don't be afraid of it. It's going to be very beautiful. So I'm going to just read you what the Seas of Mintaka are, because this wasn't something I was familiar with, but Mintaka is thought to have been a water-based planet containing the most crystal clear waters you could ever imagine, so clear that you could see for miles and miles underwater. This card represents the crystalline clarity of potential and possibility. It's the ability and choice to see the potential in all people and situations. This could be one of your natural traits, or it could be a sign that what you are currently doing has great potential. Mintaka is thought to have been a galactic race who saw the light in everything and everyone. So if you're someone that always tends to look on the bright side, it sounds like you probably will have a connection with the Mintakans. But the deep cellular healing card, this message I need to read to you. And I was also told that this is a message in here for Jan as well. So it says,
nice.
Your body knows how to heal. Healing is your natural state. Physical and emotional disharmony can be a reflection of how the world, inner and outer, has been out of alignment. If you're suffering from a mystery or chronic illness, don't allow yourself to think you've done something wrong. Today, it's difficult to navigate our health. If this card has made its way to you, you're being called to focus on your healing in practical ways, to prioritize your health, to be kind and tender to your miraculous body, to give yourself the grounding and care you need, to put your body first, to nourish yourself as you would a newborn baby, to treat yourself with tender care. You may be called to switch things up with your body or your emotional well-being, to call in a team of helpers to support you in navigating any challenges you may be experiencing emotionally. The Arcturians are a galactic group of beings who have mastered deep cellular and emotional healing. They want you to know that it's possible to feel vibrant in your body and well in your skin, to have your cells return to effervescence and vitality, to find calmness and contentedness, to have a soothed nervous system and a tranquil heart. So,
wow.
I hope that those...
That is so amazing.
Help you.
That is so amazing.
I knew it would resonate with you as well, Jan. So
yeah.
They were telling me, this is for Jan, too. And
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, it's this beautiful woman on this card, the deep cellular healing. She's in this beautiful hallway with arches and pillars. I'll post a picture of it on the Facebook page. Okay. But she's like, she's almost mm-hmm. coming out of this, like a butterfly out of a cocoon, kind of. It's just beautiful. So I think, when you go into shamanic journeying and that type of thing, you have to go and do all this healing. And I know a lot of times from my own journey that, you know, we think that we've done it. We got it all. Mm-hmm. But there's always something else. But it's not going to be that ugly, yucky initial healing that you've already done. This is going to be a very gentle, beautiful healing that you're going to appreciate. So,
okay.
That's what I have for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we hope everything goes well, and give us a call back and let us know how things go, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you, everybody.
You're
absolutely
welcome. Have a great evening.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh, what a great first call, lady.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, are we ready to
beautiful.
Jump right into our next one?
Yes. That was amazing.
All right.
Yes, Brett.
Yes.
All right. Area code 239, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Sue.
Hi, Sue. Do you have a question for us?
Oh, yes. I have a question for you. My brother-in-law is going to the doctor for his hip, and he's hoping he doesn't have hip surgery. We were just wondering how that might pan out.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. Hi, Sue. This
Hello.
Is Jan. And, I always do a little meditation before the show, and to say prayers and to make sure we have light and everything. And so I saw this dog, and then I will always ask, are there any animals that will be coming in through the clients? Are they, which animals are they? You know, I like to see who might be showing up. And
okay.
There it is. I see one of the animals that I saw in my meditation, and it's a dog. But it's
okay.
A certain dog. It's, I always call it, I don't know what the dog is called, but I grew up with these dogs. One of our neighbors had one, and I always called it the lady dog because it has long hair in its ears. The ears have long hair, and they're kind of a shorter. Do you know what kind of dog that is? They're kind of a shorter dog, and they have that long hair hanging down from their ears and then their legs.
A Cocker Spaniel?
Yeah, I guess it's a Cocker Spaniel. Yeah, exactly. And that's the dog I'm seeing. And that's the dog that I saw in my meditation. So anyway, let me just go ahead and read about what the dog says. It says, keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. And it's important for you to volunteer. Uh-huh. It's a nice thing. This dog represents volunteering for something purely in the spirit of service. They like to do that. Remain determined and resolute, even if you face some negativity or disappointment. Give your loyalties to those who love you, of course. I'm sure you do. And you may be working on a project, and maybe feeling a little bit that it's a little bit difficult, but don't lose hope. Keep going. You're going to resolve all of it. And then it also says you're very loyal to your friends and work and community. You do your best work when you serve humanity, and you thrive when you're working in groups of people. And when someone needs something, you're quickest to be of help. And
awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just glad that the Cocker Spaniel came through because I had seen it.
Okay.
And I didn't get the question that you asked. I know, I think it was about something to do with your son, maybe?
No, my brother-in-law.
Oh, your brother-in-law. Okay. Well, I
I'm going to just hand you right over to DC Love, and she'll have more information for you there. And
okay,
I'm
awesome.
Just, all right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jen.
Sure.
What I was receiving as Jen was giving you a reading was I saw the divine come in. So I don't know if your brother-in-law is spiritual, but I saw, you know, I saw Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels all around him. And,
okay.
You know, just be open to, you know, receiving, you know, the healing, you know, that they bring, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Because I was saying this is a time sort of to let go of what you think in a logical sense and trust, like, trust your feelings.
Okay.
And I'm just getting, like, you know, just be, have him be open, you know, and allow, you know, allow this healing to come in.
Okay.
And I was getting, like, release fear, you know.
Yeah.
But
I
do see, like, angels around him, and, you know, they, you know, the angels could come in and they could help, you know, to really, you know, put you in a positive mindset set. And really, you know, be open to the healing, because I feel like emotions are running a little bit high right now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just getting, you know, just stay centered and, you know, focus on the good and focus on the healing that, you know, that he's deserving of, if that makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean,
yes,
I, you know, we trust the divine and... And, you know, when we allow the divine to come in and help us, you know, it really does change things. And
yes,
I did hear, like, you know, when you said, yes, you know, it does. Health and emotions are improving. So just, you know, please, you know, give him, like, the message that we have given you. And I really feel like, you know, if he gets into, like, a really good mindset, I feel like, you know, he's going to be in a better place. And I do feel,
mm-hmm.
I keep hearing improvement and emotional well-being, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
just you know,
yeah.
Open up and allow
just be
is
open.
What I'm getting.
Just be open.
Yes, and invite the divine in. Please invite the divine in, because they're all
okay.
around, and they, you know, we could, you know, ask for healing, you know, and be open to it, because when we ask and we're open to it, you know, anything can be, you know, anything can happen. All good can happen,
right.
And I truly... Even that, I mean, I pray a lot, and it does make a difference. But I do feel, you know, like the healing angels are around him as well. And
okay.
As long as he stays in that good mindset, you know, just like stay in that good mindset, you know, and just be
okay.
open. Because I
okay.
And trust. The angels are saying you have to trust as well. You've got to trust that all as well. Have faith
oh.
and. You know, the angels are around, Mother Mary, I see Mother Mary, because fear, you know, blocks, you know, it blocks, you know, sometimes the healing that we're deserving of.
Correct.
Okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, and just call back and, you know, let us know how everything is going, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, God bless.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Hi, Susan, is that what your name is?
Yes.
Oh, hi. This is Peg.
Hi.
And,
hi, Peg.
Hi. I had picked some cards from Archangel Raphael, and he is
uh-huh.
the main healing angel. And I pretty much picked cards that DC had spoken of. You know, and it's all about having that intention of seeing his health improving, you know, and even writing some affirmations about that too, you know, that he can have near him, you know, but also meditation, as DC had spoken about, and this card says, Dear Archangel Raphael, please meditate with me and guide my mind and body to focus upon peace, health, and wellness, you know, and when we're in a position of feeling pain or having to face surgery, many times, you know, fear really plays into it, and that can really, it doesn't help us at all, really, you know. So it's all about the trust and having faith, you know, and trying to keep our emotions as calm as possible.
Correct.
And so the third card I picked is called Easy Does It. Dear Archangel Raphael, please help me detach, retreat, and let go so that healing can occur. You know, so it's letting go of those feelings or those, you know, those, the thinking that, you know, that the worst can happen. Believe me, I understand that very much. And
we gotta,
you know,
think positive.
And you know, prayer, healing, also, you know, even having like looking into having like a Reiki treatment or something, or a sound healing treatment, even listening to positive music, and, you know, positive, well, there's the Hertz music, and that, you know, that can help with healing too, and you can find that on YouTube. And so just listening to that can just kind of help to ease the mind, you know, and just trust that healing can happen for him. So yes,
okay,
please let us know all that.
Okay.
You know, that everything has worked out and everything. So thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for the information.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Hi, Sue. It's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
No, you got one more.
Well, okay.
So I pulled two cards for you. And the first one is Double Mission, Lightworker Starseed. Serve the world by being you. And this is what I'm supposed to tell you right here. If you pull this card, you're being called to remember your collective mission and step into it even more fully. You're being reminded that your role as a light worker is to light up the world with your presence. This doesn't have to be a great big thing or a decision you need to make. You also don't need to have a great big plan. If you resonate with being a light worker, all you need to do is work out what lights you up, your passions and joys, and keep doing that. So that part of this was for you, but there is another message that is for your brother-in-law. So the second card is Earth School. It says life lessons, soul growth, study, and higher learning. So to read you the whole message here, but this is really more about what he's going through so that you can understand it and just be patient. But it's planet Earth is a great initiation for the soul, and life lessons are the curriculum for which we enroll. These aren't one-time lessons, but themes we choose to circle around, deepening our experience of them as we make our way through the spiral of life. Life lessons aren't only about getting it right, they're also about getting it wrong. Remembering that Earth is a planet of polarity helps with this understanding. Each year, the study deepens more and more. If you pull this card while you're going through a difficult time, you're being prompted to remember that your soul came here to grow and learn. Try not to look at difficult times as getting it wrong. Instead, see them as opportunities for soul growth. If you can find a way to grow and soften your heart through the highs and lows, your soul is most definitely growing, which is the whole point. Pulling this card can also mean that you're being called to embark on a new area of study or growth. This could be through structured learning, such as university, school, or a training course. If you're having difficulties in a relationship, you're being reminded that these are opportunities for soul growth. After all, relationships are known as the number one way that we grow as souls while we're here on Earth. So this is part of his journey, but the first message is reminding you that you're a light worker, and just, you know, being by his side and being reassuring and patient and smiling and, you know, encouraging him to see the light, that's what he needs you to do for him. And that's really all
okay.
I can do.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, be there, exactly.
You know, and a lot of times we can make ourselves think things are worse than they really are, right? And so just remember that and kind of keep them out of that spiral of the, you know, the worst is coming and all of that, because it's not.
Exactly.
But that will, like Peg
exactly.
said, like Peg said, that blocks the flow of the positive energy and the healing. That slows the healing. So if we can keep them out of that mindset, he'll, you know, move along quickly. So I hope that helps you too. And, you know, like the lady said, call us back and let us know how everything goes. We love to hear follow-up on things like this. So,
okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And Sue, I have one more message for you. Sue, I have one more message for you.
Okay.
Because I hadn't heard what it was about, and now I know what it is. And I was hearing for your brother-in-law. I kept hearing, like, the complexities aren't the end for him. There's a lot of healing, and there's a lot of healing and learning to go for him. So kind of what everyone else is saying too. So anyway.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Have a
good
evening.
You're welcome.
You
too.
Thank
you.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, what a nice call. That was great.
Yes.
All right.
Beautiful.
All right. Are we ready for another one, ladies?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
It's so much
like
fun
have
to
a...
have DC Love with us, too.
I know.
Thank you. It's fun.
Looks like they have a Skype caller, so we'll take that.
Okay.
Skype caller, you're with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hello, my name is Spilson.
It's Spilson?
I'm calling from Ohio.
Yep.
Yes.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I'm currently at my day job. I was wondering if I was going to get a promotion to become a manager at any time soon.
Promotion for what?
To become a manager at my job.
Oh. Okay, and what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Filson.
Filson?
Filson.
For some reason, I'm just not getting it. It's all right. I can't hear you say it right or something. But
it's Phil,
uh-huh.
Son. Like Philip and the son put together.
I get it. Filson. Okay. What a neat name. The first thing I'm seeing is a little baby. That's what I'm seeing a baby around you. So I don't know. But anyway, that's what I'm seeing, a baby around you. And also a rainbow. Do you have a baby nearby? Or you...
No.
Do you,
I
no.
don't.
Okay.
I don't.
All right. Well, there's a lot of kids around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just see a little baby. So anyway, it doesn't mean, you know, it could, anyway, that's just something to think about for later. And then I'm seeing a rainbow also for you, and I'm seeing a horse. It's a different kind of horse. Gosh, I've never seen a horse like this. It kind of has, like, hair standing straight up on its from its head all the way down. So I don't know what that means, but it's kind of neat. It might be kind of an Indian reference. Indian. So let me see here. Horse is all about...
embarking on adventure and travel and trying to free yourself from physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life, needing more stamina and strength that you do have, but you may need to call upon it. And you're much more powerful than you think you are. Teamwork is required here, which is exactly what a manager is. A manager is teamwork. And so that's neat. That's really cool. And your personal freedom is a priority, though, too, for the horse. The horse will buck if someone tries to stifle them. And even though you know how to travel to other dimensions, you deal well with mundane issues, which is going to be part of the manager's job. Horse is very loyal once they've earned the trust of others, but they love to wander about and explore. And you're also a natural leader that evokes confidence in others. So I think you have the right animal here that is giving you, that is relating to this question about becoming a manager for the job. I think you have the ability to be a manager. I think you have managerial abilities, and I think you have a good possibility of it. Yeah. So I want to wish you luck and good luck. When do they tell you? Are they going to tell you when or anything like that?
No, I mean the position hasn't yet opened up. I was just hoping because my manager actually brought it up to me. Yeah,
to you?
My manager actually brought it up to me. She just said, because I was discussing with her that I might actually go from full-time to part-time because I was trying to balance work and school. And she was, I think, telling me possibility that she might have, like, put my name up, because I know that soon we will have positions opening up for another manager. If that makes sense. She was.
Right. Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, I think you could definitely have the job if you want it and all that, you know? Yep. If you want to do it, it's up to you, you know, but you have other things going on, school and all that. So you'll just have to figure out what you really want, you know, what you can stand to do. 'Cause I know school takes up a lot of time and energy, you know what I mean? But I feel like you have the ability to be a manager, and that's what the horse is saying and suggesting. And it's just up to you if you want to take on that, because it's going to be a little more, you know, it's going to be a little more to do. Not much more, but a little more, you know, responsibility. And maybe they'd probably want you more hours, you know, not just part-time. They'd want you to have more hours in there. So you have to figure out if that's what you want. You know what I mean? Because she's letting you know you're up for it, and they want you to do it if you want it. So it's – but, you know, you've got this other thing going on. I mean, you can still do it. You can still be a manager and go to school, but that's going to be a lot of stress. You know what I mean? So – but when I was younger – when I was young, really young, in my early 20s, I was, you know, helping to manage a dance department with my with the head teacher, and I was doing a lot of stuff for her, teaching classes and all kinds of stuff. But I was not working full time. I was working part time, doing other jobs. But then with her, I was completely full time with school. So that was my main thing was school. But I could not do a job full time. I couldn't do both. So it's just going to be up to what you want to do. It'll be your choice. I think you can, you know, do it if you want to. So anyway, that I'm just going to leave it there, and let's see what DC Love says. But I mean, you could definitely, I think you can do it if you want to. So it's up to you. I hope that helps you. Does that help you at all?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Okay.
No, Jen, you put on. This is DC. I was
okay.
Getting, you know, that this is your time. There's a lot of, like, strong energy around you to help you to go forward. And, you know, opportunities are coming your way. But I was getting, like, you know, reflect on, you know, what it is that this would involve before you go forward. Like, think about it before you just jump into it. But I was getting, like, you know, that more money will be coming in. And, you know, have faith that you can, you know, you can do this. And I was seeing, like, celebrations and, you know, being happy. And the angels are saying that you deserve this, Solson. If this, you know, is truly what your heart resonates with, that I would say, you know, go for it, because when you do what you love, the money does follow. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, because, you know, if you're up for the challenge and, you know, as Jan said, you know, it's going to be a little bit more, but I feel like if you put your heart into it and really, you know, think about it and say, yeah, I want to do this, then I just see, like, you know, like anything that may have inhibited your going forward just, like, fades away. Okay, so any past limitations that you had, don't let them go forward with you is what I'm getting. And I'm just getting, you know, as long as your heart is in it, Solson, you're going to be able to do it, you know. But it's going to take dedication, and this is going to help you to go forward and live your authentic life.
Okay.
Okay, so I feel like there's still a little fear within you, but that fear will fade away. And you've got to stand in your power. You have the ability to do this. I mean, that's what I'm getting. But, you know, don't jump into it unless you, you know, you contemplate everything first. Okay, but I do feel, you know, that if you really think about it and you say, yes, this is what I want to do, then I would say go for it. Okay, and I do feel like, you know, you are on the right track, and I just see you manifesting things and, you know, you're setting your sights higher. And like I said, the previous limitations that you had, like, they're fading away because you're a different person. You're stepping into your power. You're becoming your authentic self. And, you know, there's no stopping you. So I have faith that if you, like, really, you know, really say, yeah, I'm going to do this, then this is the perfect time, Solson.
Okay.
And that's what I have.
Okay, hi, Solson. And the card that I got from the Sacred Creator's Oracle was, what do you really want? Really beyond the parameters of what's possible and what's likely and beyond any constraints of time and money. What do you want? Regardless of your current situation and regardless of what you wanted yesterday, what's the big sacred dream that stares at you when you allow yourself to indulge in magical thinking? If it seems like the dream is too far away to accurately conjure up in your mind's eye, then you've got some work to do. This journey, your spiritual and creative trajectory toward your what, with your why in tow, is your life. It is time to ensure that you are enjoying it and that all your efforts along the way are working together to build along the way. I'm working together to build the ideal reality that you have chosen. So be mindful that you're not toiling away in a tiny, superficial, or safe version that could never bring your soul to its joy. be mindful of spending energy building something that never will be enough. So I feel like it's the job is a possibility. I feel like your manager probably sees you because you are finishing school, you know, as a really good candidate for a possible position. And maybe it's just, you know, a good job until you really know exactly what it is you want, you know. And maybe this will be it too. And I would definitely stick with school, but I would also, when your boss brings it up again, to just ask questions to really, you know, see what she sees as what the requirements and the expectations are and if it's something that you really want, because it's truly up to you, you know, what it is that you want. And so the angels are just asking you to be mindful of that and to be in the space of your heart, you know, when you're making that decision too. So I hope that helps.
Oh, beautiful, Peg. Hi, Philson. This is Liz. And so I have two cards for you from the Starseed Oracle. The first one is Breath of the Cosmos, My Will to Thy Will, Micromanaging the Universe. So I want to say first, I agree with what Dan and Peg both said about NBC as well, that you're very capable of doing this job, and it will be your decision. And, you know, I just, you know, when I was young, I was enticed with money. You know, to work, and then, you know, I chose that over something else I wanted to do, and then, you know, I didn't feel great about it afterwards. So, you know, keep that in mind. Make sure you're following your heart, just like Peg said, and in these messages I'm going to read to you, I think go along right with that is, you know, make sure you're doing what you truly want to do. Yes, you can do this. You're perfectly capable. You're beyond capable. But is it really what you want to do? And maybe it is what you want to do right now, and you're going to set yourself a boundary and say, you know, I'm going to do it for this long, and then I'm going to focus back on this, or however you choose. But, you know, make sure that you're listening to yourself. And that's what I really feel that this card is saying, is to tune in and listen, you know, get out of your headspace. And right here is the message that I to give you about it. When you surrender to the greater will of life, you begin dancing with the rest of life. When you bow to the great mystery and say, please use me, please show me the way, little by little you find yourself living your most fulfilling, authentic life. When you surrender your personal will, when you relinquish control and release the way you think things should be and surrender to the greater will, you find yourself being led. You begin breathing the breath of life. So I thought that was a very beautiful message, but it's also about, you know, listening and allowing yourself to surrender. You know, don't stay so glued to your thought of how things are supposed to go that you, you know, don't leave way for, you know, some other adventures to take place and some enjoyment of life. And so the next card kind of speaks to that, and it's the Great Serving. Mars energy, anger, conflict, softening to love. So this is that, you know, getting mad at yourself for making choices or making decisions that you regret later. This is about, you know, having those realizations and bringing it back around to the loving, to coming from the heart and realizing that this is all part of life and the dance. But I'm going to read you the message for this card. It says, this is a shadow card, one that may feel confrontational. Don't be afraid. It's here to bring to the surface anything that's standing in the way of letting love in. The warring planet of Mars is our constant reminder that it's important to soften, forgive, and find our way back to love. There are many things in the human experience that make it difficult for our heart and soul to stay open to the never-ending source of love. We're all wounded, and our unconscious wounds inflict wounds on others. It can feel like a never-ending dance we never escape. If we aren't careful, before long, we'll see the world as a scary, dangerous place where fear and anxiety roam free. If this card surfaces, it could be for two reasons. Firstly, for you to acknowledge the difficult emotions, situations, conflicts, wounds, and fears that are causing you pain and anxiety. And secondly, for you to find your way back to love. When we're hurt, it's normal to close off our heart to the world, to let the painful experience confirm the agony of separation in earthly life. Soften and find your way back to love anyway. When fear, anxiety, and paranoia paralyze you, it's normal to want to hide away from others and the world. Come out of your cave and soften your heart anyway. We're all innocent children spinning our way around the world. Find a way to see the innocence in all people, especially yourself. So this isn't speaking to a romantic relationship type love. This is, you know, speaking about self-love and, you know, those times when we get angry at ourselves, we beat ourselves up. Or we place the blame on someone else because they suggested we do something and we tried it and it didn't work out, or it wasn't really the thing we wanted. You know, we made the choice. It's not anyone else's fault, but it's always easier, right, to say someone else, you know, somebody made me do it. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's all part of the journey and the dance, right? It's all part of living and being in this life. Is doing different things that don't work out and that aren't, you know, the best thing for us. But if we don't try them, we don't know. So it's just remembering to have grace for yourself and for the other people in the situation. And, you know, when you find out something isn't what you want, or it's not the right fit for you, to just say, you know what? This isn't for me, and not to get angry about it, and not to, you know, have that, hold those grudges and things like that. So I hope that helps you, Wilson. And, you know, we'd love to hear back from you and let us know how it goes, what you decide that you want to do and where it leads you.
Okay. Thank you. It resonates.
And I have one more thing. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
When I was telling you about the dance department, I didn't manage a dance department. Oh, my God, I don't know why I said that. It was a huge thing. I was just part of it. But I was part of the, you know, just working there and going to school as a dancer and all that stuff. And it, but I had some responsibilities because I did teach there for a little while. And all I'm saying is that whenever you get really involved in something, like all of the ladies have said, it's just a matter of, you know, you can do it. You can do it for sure. It's just a matter of, you know, making that choice and allowing yourself to go ahead because you can. You can do more than you think you can. And we all know that you can do this. But it's just whether you want to or not, you know, and so that's all. But I just had to say that I did not manage a dance department. I helped manage part of a dance company with all the other people in the company. So it just takes a little more time and energy when you're really a part of something, as you know. And so anyway, I'm not going to go on and on. So please give us a call back and let us know what you do, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Have a great evening, Wilson.
Yes, Wilson. Thank you.
So,
you know what, that's kind of like a decision. With that kind of decision, I just like listen to your heart. What is your heart telling you, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's a big decision, and, you know, you really have to love what you do. I wouldn't change, like, a job, like, because just the monetary part of it where you get a little bit more money. I would do it because it's, you know, something that really, you know, resonates in my heart, and
you want to get up in the morning and you're excited to go to work, you know?
Yeah. I just remember being young and thinking, oh, you know, I needed more money, right? And someone waved money and I was like, yeah, okay, I'll do this. And kind of put school up to the back burner, and that wasn't what I wanted to do, you know? So
I even had a client that he, you know, like he was like looking at two different jobs and there was a pay differential of $100,000. And I said, you know what, like you don't let the money decision. Do not let the money make the decision. You're not going to be happy, you know? So,
wow.
I mean, and it's true, like you cannot, you know, choose a job because of the monetary aspect of it. I mean, it's good, but if you go in it just like for the money and stuff, usually like, you know, it rarely works out if you're just going in it for the money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that was
very
like,
true.
It wasn't like a dollar's difference. It was like you said, it was $100,000, you know, pay differential. So that was
Sometimes that's not worth it, though, if you, you know, don't get to be with your family or, you know, also, you know, whatever kind of things your job may demand. It's tough. You know, I grew up with parents that worked in retail. And so, you know, we had every holiday, somebody was working. We had family dinner, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner weren't until like 4 in the afternoon. And, you know, because somebody always had to work. So it's, you know, I guess it works for some people.
Hard.
But when you're a kid, it's not, you know, it's not fun. You're
right.
Waiting for your parents to do everything.
That's the thing, too. Like I tell my clients, if you have a family, you're not just making a decision for you. You have to consider your whole entire family when making these kinds of decisions. Mm-hmm. And like you said, Liz, like, are you going to have the time, like, you know, with the family holidays and different things? And, I mean, it's really nice to have, you know, the parents around when the kids are growing up, too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I just, from the way I feel, like, do not let the money guide you, because a lot of things happen, you know, it gets too crazy.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, we don't have any more callers, and we're down to our last 10 minutes. I think this is a win this week.
You know what I have to say? I was getting a little wren. So for Janet, it must be for you, the little bird, the wren.
Oh, yeah?
And the little... Uh-huh. Little Rin is so cute, and it's coming in, I guess, for Jan. And, you know, just to make sure you're dancing and singing and always connecting with your, you know, creative side. And you inspire so many. You not only raise your vibration, you raise ours as well. You know?
Thank you.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And
thank you very much.
You know, even at home, like Jan, and you just, you know, have a little time, like do something that you love, like if you want to keep writing your poems or something else creatively or dancing, and that's going to help you. That's going to be like one of the things that's going to help you to stay in alignment and heal, you know, so it's really important. But little Rin was for you, I guess.
Well, neat. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love that.
Oh, this is wonderful, ladies. I can't believe how fast, like, it went. My gosh.
I know.
Yes,
it was so
it
fun to
oh
have you back.
Goodness.
We've missed you.
Oh, I missed you, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to jump on last week with Catherine. But, you know, we were both going to jump on, but then Mary had, like, no internet, and Mercury was just retrograding all over the place. And I
you
was having, like...
Well.
All around me, you know, like everything was just giving me you know, it was just terrible. So I said to the angels, you know, I can't afford to have all these fixed. So the angels helped me fix them myself.
That's just fantastic. You've had some fun times with your with your power during the show.
Oh, my gosh. You're looking at a person, if I can't, like, super glue it or duct tape it, I'm in trouble. So I, even my husband was shocked.
Wow. That's neat, though.
Well, I told him,
don't
make a
habit.
Yeah, but I told the angels, do not make a habit of this, because then my husband's going to expect it, you know?
Yeah.
My stove broke. My stove broke, and then the repairman said, what's wrong with it? I said, well, I'm assuming, you know, it was the, you know, igniter is what I'm believing it is. So what does he do? He orders an igniter, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what's wrong here? This is Mercury retrograde, and they're the repairman. I'm not the repair person, you know?
Yeah, right.
But thank goodness it was in fact the igniter, so I got that one. So that was 3 of 3. That was cool.
Well, there
wow.
you go. Look at that. Oh.
Yeah, it was
hey,
just a little crazy.
We had a caller jump on here, ladies. We have about 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Do we want to pick them up? Do some
sure.
speed reading?
Really fast.
All right.
Right?
All right. Area code 609, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name?
Sure, it's Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose
hey,
Maria.
Hey, Rose.
We have 9 minutes.
How are you?
Speed read.
we're gonna talk really fast. So what's going on, hon? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Right now I'm in Italy, so my my buddy's not cooperating with me what I need, and he's not talking to me when he saw me. We're just friends. I'm fine by myself. He asked me if I'm what I'm doing here. I'm like on vacation and trying to get some stuff done, and I don't know what the hell's the problem is right now. I just need my paperwork and get the heck out. So next week I'm going back in town on Monday, and I'm coming back to the U.S. So I'm not sure what's going on and why is he acting like this right now. But he's let me play with his hands and his. Caress him and stuff, but I don't get it. But he drove by me before I left. Came to find me, so who knows?
He did see you?
He did see me the day after I came in, and then right before I left for my mom's hometown. 6-hour distance right now.
Rosemary, does he drink or do drugs or anything? Because I feel like he's doing something and... And there's like a block, like in the relationship, you know?
He's drinking.
Yeah, see, I feel like that's really, you know, like that's an issue, you know? And that needs to be addressed, you know? So that's, you know, causing a lot of difficulty is the drinking.
Oh, yeah, I can remember about it, so. Then he says he doesn't, he works all day. I'm like, yeah, right. It looked like I was crazy.
Well, from what I understand, you hadn't connected with him for quite a while, though, right? Before you went to Italy?
Yeah, we haven't talked about a year and a half before I came back.
Yeah. And that's what I feel, too, like, you know, like the relationship, being that you weren't, like, together or anything, I feel like you really have to, like, build a relationship. And of course, like I said, with the drinking and everything, that just, like, really makes it harder, you know? And I don't feel like, you know, like, I don't, like, either of you at this point are happy, you know?
No.
And you
right now I'm
serve,
a little sick, too, so.
Serve have so much love to, honey. I'm going to turn it over to Jan, though. Jan?
Oh, no, I'm so glad that you told her all this, because we've been talking to her, and hi, Rosemaria. So you just went ahead and went to Italy without really contacting him too much, but that's okay. You wanted
to.
Yeah,
he didn't
want to. I know you wanted to so badly, I see the owl and the bunny. But see, I completely agree with DC. You really need to build a relationship first. And I mean, and I'm sorry that you're, but at least you saw him, because I know you really wanted to see him. But okay. So let me just tell you what the bunny says. I think I may have given you the owl before. So the bunny says, this is a creative time for you. It's important to quickly take advantage of any opportunity that comes your way unexpectedly. Be extra vigilant for the next few days if anything shows up that may not be what you want. Leave as quickly as possible. So, I mean, don't get worried about it, but, you know, try a vegetarian diet for the next few days, and you may be getting a lot of extra energy in the next few days. It also says express your love freely, too, to the people that you love, which you have. You've tried to really express your love to this fellow. And you're an optimist. That's why you went there, because you're so positive. You just went there anyway. Bless your heart. And you're sensitive, articulate, and artistic. So anyway, I hope that things could get better, but I kind of agree with you about going home. I really do.
Yeah.
You know, cause, yeah.
Such as a black
exactly.
Plane. I just saw a blackbird fly in.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just wondering, I know it's sort of like, you know, it has to do with your heart, like listening to your heart. And I feel like she, you know, like Rosemary, you weren't listening, you know, like, I don't know, like your head and your heart weren't in the,
yeah.
You know, they were a little off. And I just feel like you deserve so much, Rosemary. And you know what, once you get back and everything, you can focus on really what, you know, what you want out of a relationship. And you've got to really, like, realize how amazing you are. I truly don't feel like you've, you know, you realize what an amazing woman that you are, hon.
Mm-hmm.
And I do get, like, there's going to be happiness coming. This isn't the end of the road, you know? But you've got to visualize, you know, a person that has all the qualities that, you know, that you would want in them, you know?
Yeah, I do.
But that's I have, you know, I just saw, like you said, a big blackbird just by.
And you know what blackbird is? Blackbird says, blackbird is all about singing and Archangel Uriel and watching out for you, helping you connect with the nature spirit. And sound healing is one of your best treatments for whatever physical or emotional ailments that you may be experiencing. So that's neat. You might want to, that's a really cool animal. You might want to just, you know, connect with some music and maybe singing or whatever, or sound healing. There you go.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to communicate with me by the time I get back. So you're not going to communicate before I leave. He's not going to communicate before I leave.
Well,
are you near a beach, Maria? Can you enjoy some of the scenery there?
Yeah, I have both here and I go back to.
Yeah, well, enjoy the scenery in Italy while you're there. Don't waste your time. Right, girls?
Yes, exactly. Enjoy yourself. I feel like he's kind of, you know, not really, I don't think he's going to communicate too much more,
no.
But I mean, he might, but I'm not getting a lot here, you know. I would just go on about your way and enjoy your time, do something, have some fun, you know, on your own, and you kind of maybe not worry about him at all, you know what I mean, because I'm sorry to say that, but that's why I wanted you to call, make sure you got a hold of him before you left.
Because I feel like he can have a really aggressive nature at times too, you know. And, you know, just enjoy yourself, you know, get out and, like, do something for you.
Yeah. I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, before I left, he came to see me, and I was at the beach. So he knew where I was anyway. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
good. Yeah. But I just feel like the energy between the two of you, like there was so much stress, you know, and it just, it felt like, really like a frazzled kind of energy, you know?
Yeah. Well, hopefully he communicates with me, gives me my paperwork without going with the cops, so hopefully that's all I need. And I'll be
I hope he does. I hope he does, too.
Yeah.
I hope he does, too. I think he'll say something to you, you know.
Yeah.
Cool. Let him come to me then. All right. Cool. Appreciate it.